Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
More proof this time coming from Israeli scientists in Israel that a man can never become a woman. Amazing discovery. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, it's amazing, Matt, when science actually is real science and proves what everyone knows, and that is a man is a man and a woman is a woman. You can't change your sex or gender by simply thinking the opposite. And this is a study by Israeli scientists, and they found that there are at least 6,500 genes that contain sex-specific instructions for males and females. For the study by Israel's Weizmann Institute of Science, both the professors, both researchers from the Institute's Molecular Genetics Department looked closely at around 20,000 protein-coding genes, sorting them by sex and searching for differences in expression in each tissue. They eventually identified around 6,500 genes with activity that was biased toward one sex or the other in at least one tissue, adding to the already major biological differences between men and women.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're having this conversation. It's like we would be touting a new study that is presumes to have discovered gravity. The fiction of transgenderism is so anti-science, and the left loves to talk about, you know, how they're pro-science, and yet they deny objective reality when it comes to male and female as God made them. And this study just completely blows out of the water that fiction that is this notion of gender identity. It's an illness. It's a mental illness. Mm. It is a gender dysphoria. It used to be called gender identity disorder. And so the fact that we have to have a disease and that we're even having this conversation shows you what a horrible state of affairs we are in this country, that we have become completely untethered from reality when it comes to these issues of sex and sexuality.
Yeah, you know, it just reminds me of that verse, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God, of course, is the creator of science. And it's just interesting how we find scientific studies to back that up. I mean, even looking at our genes and how a male's genes are different than a female's regarding, you know, muscle building or storage of fat or hair growth, even in a woman in whether she can nurse, that's not given to a man, those kind of things that are very obvious, but here we have it proven in a study.
Yeah, here's some of the overviews of this, like highly expressed genes found in the skin of men relate to body hair growth. Men have higher gene expression for muscle building when compared to women. Women have higher gene expression for storing fat.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Sorry about that.
You don't like that one.
It is what it is.
Can we change that one?
Yeah. when compared to men, thankfully, for me anyway, men have genes in their mammary glands that scientists believe suppress lactation. Women have genes that are expressed only in the left ventricle of the heart. One of these genes, which is also linked to calcium absorption, declines with age. Scientists believe that genes protect the heart and stay active in women until menopause, when gene expression is shut down and women experience higher risk of heart disease and osteoporosis. Women have a gene that's active in the brain and may help protect them from Parkinson's disease, which is more common in men. And scientists also found variation in gene expression in the liver, which likely accounts for the differences in the way men and women process drugs. And it goes on and on. So 6,500 uniquely biased or expressive genes that are biased towards one sex or another, these are just some highlights of a few of them.
And some of this explains some of the physical differences in terms of bone density and bone structure. And there's the obvious, I mean, the chromosomal aspect of XX and XY. This goes beyond that. This goes into the specific genes, thousands of genes represented differently in male and female for different purposes. But, you know, when you get away from reality, we start getting into some pretty dangerous things. We talk about the bathroom bills, where it, a society that has lost its mind and embraces this emperor's new clothes meets George Orwell version of gender identity. It starts allowing boys in girls' showers or men in little girls' showers that allows, you know, you keep hearing case after case of these high school, you know, wrestlers that are pretending to be a girl going through and pinning all the girls. You hear about these track stars that they, you know, the men that they can't quite cut it as a man. So they,
right.
You know, they run as a female. And of course, because of the fast twitch muscle and so forth, that in men, they're in the higher testosterone levels, they are beating these women. And so there's an issue of unfairness associated with this. And it just shows you what happens when you become detached from reality and rebel. And that's what transgenderism is as a society. It's us shaking our fist at God and saying even something as basic as his creation of male and female, we're going to rebel against.
There was even a couple of athletes in the Olympics.
Yeah. And in fact, a WorldNet Daily article that picked up our press release here, list some of these sporting situations.
Yeah.
And the research goes over differences between men and women in terms of athletics. Men are 9 to 10% faster on world records than women. But they also list here weightlifting, biological, and I'll just read some of the headlines rather than go to all this. Biological male takes first place in women's contest.
That is so unfair.
Biological male in cycling dominates women's competition.
Well, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Softball, a male so-called transgender joins a woman's team. He's a male that wants to be identified as a female. Track and field, a so-called transgender high schooler places third at state. Track, transgender takes first place, and it's a man competing in the women's conference. Rowing, you've got wrestling. Transgender wins the girls' tournament. It's obvious, you know.
Fantasy world. I don't think is in there is with relation to mixed martial arts. You know, ultimate fighting stuff. That stuff is brutal.
It's brutal.
And there's a biological man that is fighting as a woman, and he one woman that he fought against. He almost beat her to death with his fists. He crushed her orbital lobe, orbital lobe. Where are the feminists?
Where are the feminists in these kinds of things? You have these men that can't compete in the men's category at the same level, so they have gender confusion. They want to pop over, and now they want to be on the women's teams so they can compete in these areas. There's obviously other places, whether it may be athletics or outside of this, where women have an advantage over men. But in these particular athletics here that we're talking about, these men have a biological, intrinsic advantage over the women competitor athletes. And they're going into these things, creating a complete disadvantage in these competitions, whether it's the Olympics or NCAA or whatever it is. It's fictitious nonsense to allow these men to compete as a woman.
And then you go into the dressing rooms, you know, what's going to happen there? You know, we deal with that issue all the time, the bathroom bills and all that. If you're going to have men in the women's dressing rooms, if they're going to compete with the women, you know, oh, what a mess.
You know, it goes back to
rebellion against God.
Against our creator,
yeah.
God. You know, people don't want to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they create this fictitious world. The problem is when the reality of the world tries to pretend that this fiction is real and try to force everyone else in lockstep. This is the clash right now between religious freedom and this LGBT agenda. And the reason is because it's ultimately an ultimate rebellion against God himself, the creator who created you male and female, created you in his image with intrinsic value. And there is no reason to mutilate yourself or to degrade yourself by not accepting who you are, made in the image of God who loves you. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we continue to fight for religious freedom. And we need your prayers and financial support now more than ever. LC.org, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.